Magic 92.5 presents Jagger and Christie's Christmas Wish, made possible by Altus Schools.
It's time for another Christmas wish, and this morning we have Julia on the phone. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
Hi, Julia. We got your nomination for Christmas wish for Brandy Kane. Now, how do you know Brandy?
Brandy and I used to compete in beauty pageants together.
Oh, wow. And so then you stayed friends throughout the years?
It's been almost 12 years now.
All right. Well, hang on a sec. We're going to get Brandy on the line, and then we'll have you read your nomination, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
So hang on here. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Brandy?
Yes, it is.
Brandy, it's Jagger and Christie at Magic 92.5. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
We're good.
I don't know if you know or not, but our Christmas wish is underway, and we got a nomination for you from your friend Julia. She's on the line. Say hi.
Hi, Ms. Jay. Hi, Brandy.
So, Julia, why don't you go ahead and read your nomination, all right?
Okay. My friend Brandy Kane is the mother of 6 children, Caleb, age 18, Abigail, age 9, Titus, 8, Hannah, 6, Faith, age 4, Gabby is 1, and there's 1 more on the way.
Oh, my goodness.
Brandy is one of the most humble, patient, caring women that I have ever known. Because of the pandemic, she is unable to work. And with the schools closed because of the pandemic, she is now homeschooling those children. Currently, her husband, Ryan, is the sole provider. Brandy and her family live in Campo, where it can get pretty cold. So from mom and dad down to the one-year-old, they all need warm clothes. The family's electricity bill is over $1,200, and their monthly bill usually runs about $500 because it's always a month or two behind. With only one parent working and Christmas coming up soon, I believe that Brandy needs a break. She has had so much crazy bad luck since the pandemic, and she needs something good to happen to her and her family. Brandy is also currently suffering from some type of bacterial infection, and since she's pregnant, can only take a low dose of antibiotics, which is not working well enough for her. Brandy has the most adorable family. All of her children are beautiful and respectful, and they deserve to have a Christmas. I could go on and on about this beautiful family that deserves to be blessed this Christmas, but I have a Christmas wish this year, and my wish is that you select my friend Brandy Kane and her family for the Christmas Wish program. Thank you so much for considering my friend.
Wow.
Well, that's done. We're going to grant your Christmas wish, Brandy. How you feeling?
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's a lot. There's a lot going on.
A lot going on.
But we're here, and Julia is here to help make this Christmas a little bit better. So, first of all, I need to ask, do you have a Christmas tree?
We do. We have an artificial one. So we just pop it out of the box every year.
Well, you know what? How about we do this? How about this is the year you have a real tree? Because our friend Chicken Charlie is opening up a tree lot at Grossmont Center, Chicken Charlie's Christmas Trees, and he wants you guys, because that's kind of the fun part, going out there and picking out your tree. So,
yep, have a real one. You so get this pine smell in the house.
Let's do a real tree this year. What do you say?
The kids would love that.
All right.
And we have lots of friends that are going to help us out here, grant your wish. And so one of them is Armstrong Garden Centers, and they want to give you a gift card to get decorations for that live Christmas tree that you're going to have, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then everybody's got to have Christmas dinner. So our friends at Barron's Market want to give you a $100 gift card so you can go into Barron's Market, do a little shopping, and you guys can have a nice Christmas dinner in front of that real Christmas tree, okay?
Yay!
Now, and if you need a little extra cash to get all the stuff you need for Christmas, our friends at Better Off Med Spa want to give your family a $200 gift card.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
Absolutely, for whatever you need. Now, let's talk about the kids, because we got a lot of kids here. Here's what we want for sure. We want to make sure that all the kids have something to open up on Christmas morning. So we're going to make sure that they all have something, and we want to start with Gabby. She's 1, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, we're going to get her, every little 1-year-old girl needs a nice little sweet baby doll. So we're going to make sure she has that to open up on Christmas morning, okay?
Oh, yay.
Randy should be so excited. Right. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
And then for Faith, we have a really cute magic mealtime baby because we want her to have a baby too. So for Hannah, we have the Trolls World Tour Fuzzy Diary. It's really cute and she's going to love it.
Yeah, she is. She loves that movie.
Oh, perfect.
Good.
Then, Titus, he's 8. So here, we want to get him into some science stuff. So we have Bill Nye, the science guy. He's got the VR science kit, and he can do all sorts of experiments that you're just going to love, Mom, with this science kit. And we're also going to give him the Uno Showdown game. So he'll have a couple of things to open up on Christmas
morning. Well, we thought all the kids could play with that one. And then for Abigail, wait till she sees this. I am so in love with this little gift. It is the all-in-one jewelry carry case. And it's so cool. She's going to love it if she loves making things. This is right up her alley.
Oh, yes. She will love that.
Nice. Now, Caleb, that's your oldest, right? 18?
Yes.
Yeah. He likes playing games and stuff. So what we're going to do is give him a $150 gift card to the GameStop, and he can go and pick out whatever games he wants.
He can pick out what he wants.
All right, Brandy?
Oh, my gosh. Crazy. Oh, my God.
Yay. So
well, you know, and being the oldest, I think it's probably a little harder for him with all the kids and all the needs that everybody has. So we want to have a little something special for him.
So, and then Julia also mentioned that you guys, it's a little cold, and it's getting cold this time of year. And like most San Diegans, we don't have enough coats around. So we want to make sure you guys are warm. So we want to give you a $200 gift card to the Burlington Coat Factory. And you guys go in there and pick
out
some
what
clothes.
You need. You
can get some warm
jackets.
Oh, my gosh.
This is such a blessing. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. I was just thinking, I got to start giving the kids hats and gloves and stuff.
Done. It's already done.
Well, and if there's other things you need for the house, you know, to kind of sub in, we want to also give you a $200 Walmart gift card. So you can go to Walmart and get, you know, whatever you feel like you're missing that you just haven't been able to get because there's just not a lot of extra cash floating around right now.
Oh, my gosh. Diapers and an electric blanket.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, speaking of electric, so we understand you're a little bit behind with SDG&E. We have an amount of $1,273.
Oh my God,
Brandy, would it be okay? Would it be all right if we caught you up on your bill and paid you $1,273?
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
We're serious.
Oh my gosh.
Well, that,
I'm like literally shaking. Oh my gosh.
Will that relieve a little bit of the stress that you're feeling right now?
Oh my gosh, you have no idea. Oh my gosh, my husband is gonna freak out when I talk.
Well, maybe he'll freak out a little more because on top of that, we'd also like to give you an extra $339. So you're completely caught up and you're a little bit ahead.
Oh my gosh, this is unbelievable. Can't believe this right now.
We just wanted to take a little bit of that stress off your life right now so you can have a really happy, beautiful Christmas with your family this year. I don't know, can just go bye-bye.
Yeah.
And I think the only thing that everybody's struggling to do is just to make it a little bit better with the people that you love. And so that's what we hope for you and your family, Brandy. And we want you to feel good, too. I know you're having some health issues right now with that little baby in there, and we don't want any of that. So we hope you feel better for all this so that you can just concentrate on growing a beautiful little human.
Thank you guys so much. I don't even know what to say. I mean,
you don't have to say anything, Brandy. That's the beauty of a Christmas wish. You just get to enjoy it. That's all. And Julia, thank you so much for letting us know about Brandy. Thank you for being a Christmas angel.
I'm over here and I'm at work and I'm in tears.
It's okay. We are too.
I am in tears. Thank you, Jagger and Christy. I love you guys.
Well, listen, there's only one thing left to do, and that is I need a Merry Christmas on the count of three. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Merry Christmas!
If you know someone who could use some help this season, nominate them. Or you can even give back and make someone's Christmas wish come true. Magic 92.5's Christmas Wish, presented by Altus Schools, a custom pathway to success for students.